Hi, and welcome to Hibbing Wellness. This is a podcast where we talk about health and wellness options in the Hibbing area because we want to help you become the healthiest, happiest version of yourself possible. I'm your host, Paula Van Balen from Ohana Therapeutic Massage. Now let's dive into today's episode.
This is Paula here from Ohana Therapeutic Massage and the Hibbing Wellness podcast that we are starting. And this is the beautiful Miss Aylin Taylor with MLK Fitness. I'm so glad to bring her on here for this week's episode of Finding Your Core. And we're going to talk a little bit about core strength and how important it is. We did just get finished with the bar class here at MLK Fitness, so pardon the appearances. But let's see, I've known Aaron. You've been up here for 2 years now.
2 years, yep.
And I've been taking classes with you
2 years.
Pretty much the entire time. So let's have people just start with a little bit about yourself. What brought you into the fitness realm, I guess we can start with?
I have 4 children. And after my youngest was born, I just needed to do something different. I have a husband that's busy all the time. So I needed something for myself. So I started working out and I found Pilates. I had an excellent Pilates instructor. And shortly after I started working out with Pilates, we moved. We moved to Montana and there was no Pilates there.
Yep. Small town, kind of like here.
Small town, right? And my Pilates instructor, who was a really great friend, told me to, if I wanted it, I had to work for it. So I found a training program and I drove 8 hours to Missoula once a month.
That's commitment.
for a couple of years. And got my Pilates certification. So that's how I got started in it. And then after Pilates, I started teaching bar and teach suspension now, so.
Yep. Now, suspension is like TRX on steroids is kind of how I put it. It's where you actually have 4 points of suspension instead of the 2 points of suspension. So it gives you a whole different kind of level of workout. Good morning, Miss Joanna. Okay, so and then what brought you to Hibbing here now? Because you were in Montana and now you're here.
Yep, so my husband's parents are actually from Hibbing. They were born and raised here, moved away. My father-in-law got drafted and ended up in Montana. Brandon grew up in Montana. And afterwards, we just decided we needed a change. So we started looking around and decided to come back up here because he still has tons of family up here. So
there you go. Now, how are you liking it?
We love it.
Okay.
Yeah, we love it. So.
It's a very different culture up here, but it's very, I love the small town feel, personally.
I do too. Yeah. Very nice. Yep.
Okay, so the whole point and the whole purpose behind this video, Wix video, is finding your core. And so if you can give us from your, you have extensive training in core strengthening. So what are some of the important things about core strength that most people probably aren't aware of?
Well, first of all, your core is bigger than just the front of your body. Your core actually goes from the bottom of your rib cage all the way past your hip flexors, which is right where your hips connect into your torso. But it's also the front, it's the sides, and it's also the back. So I think a lot of people mistake having that really nice six pack for having a really good core, when in reality, you need to strengthen your back as well as your sides, as well as your front. And we have a tendency to forget about the back because we don't see the back at all. So, and we don't think about it until there's issues there. We don't think about it until you start to have problems, or you start to have back problems, hip problems, shoulder problems, and it's all connected to what's happening in the center of your body. So.
Okay. Yep. And so now you talk about core strength and the six pack abs, and just kind of a little diversion here is this is where you get the people who are super strong and really muscular and throw out their back by bending over to pick up a pencil is because they don't have that nice balanced core stability.
Exactly.
Okay. And so for the average person who wants to start, we have a lot of people who are not in the best physical shape. They haven't been doing this for years.
Yep.
So any tips or advice for people who are new and are scared to even try group classes? Because group classes can be intimidating for many people. So where do you recommend people start when they're trying to incorporate more core strength into their daily routine?
You just have to go for it. That's really the hardest part. We have such great classes here, and I think the hardest part is walking in. You're your own biggest critic when you walk in, but knowing that actually nobody's looking at you. Everybody is looking at me. They're looking at the instructor at the front of the room, but they're not looking at you. They are so concerned with what they're doing. The nice thing with coming into a group class is you actually meet people that hold you accountable for it. Yes. They expect you to show up. They expect you to come into class. They expect to see your face at class. And I'm not talking even the instructor. I love to see you too. But the people that come in with you, they expect that you're going to come in and you start to form a friendship and you start to form people that... that depend on you, but you also depend on them. So
yeah, a really good support system just kind of organically is created.
Yep. Okay. It is. Yeah. So
perfect.
Yeah. if you're super super concerned with it, I do private Pilates. So I have a reformer chair. I've got all the apparatuses here, and we can always start you out if you are interested. Doing just some private sessions just so that you can kind of see where you're sitting. The nice thing with private stuff is that we can also give you modifications, which when you go into a class, I think as a newbie, as a new person, you don't realize that everybody's modifying something, that whether you have been working out for 10 years, 15 years, your whole life,
yep.
There's stuff that you have to modify. So you walk in and you think everybody's doing it full out, everybody's perfect, and they're not. So if you can come in and you can kind of get some helpful hints, you kind of know where you modify so that you don't have to feel super embarrassed your first couple times in a group class. So
yep.
Yeah.
Well, and on that note, one of the things that really drew my attention when I was still working with you for the first time when you started teaching here is that even if you are in a group setting, you come over and you modify us slightly just to kind of help make sure that our hips aren't rolling forward, we're not putting all our weight on our one leg versus the other leg, and those small little modifications that you do to each and every person in the classroom really helps bring more awareness to your fitness so that you're developing that core strength in a balanced and even way instead of just using the muscles that are strong and taking over everything.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. We have a tendency to, and it's just natural, our body just wants to, the muscles that are super strong in your body, they want to take over, and those little stabilizing muscles, they don't like working so much, so you really have to train them to start to work, and everybody is individual, so whereas my hips might be rolling to the right, somebody else's hips might be rolling to the left, and that is something, whether you, again, have been working out for one day, or if you've been working out for years upon years, I go to classes, and they are still moving my hips, moving my shoulders, telling me that I'm a little offline. So that's kind of nice to have somebody that's just spot on watching you. So
yep. And somebody, an impartial person who's coming over, not with like harsh criticism, but just to kind of help bring your workout to that next level. Because no matter how long you've been working out, like you said, you can always use a little bit of those micro movements to come a little bit more aware.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for joining us, everybody. Oh, before we finish up, how do they reach you if they want to get a hold of you, Erin?
You can go onto Facebook, MLK Fitness. I'm also on Facebook, Erin Taylor. And that's probably the best way just to get a hold of us. You can just personal message MLK Fitness and we'll get back to you. So
perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, Erin.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys all next week. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.